Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The number of people suffering gunshot wounds following a shooting incident near a Super Bowl victory parade in Kansas City, Missouri, has now risen to 22. At least one person is dead. Police say they have detained three people in connection with the incident. Frank Morris is a reporter with member station KCUR in Kansas City. He says there were even more people out this year than last year when the Kansas City Chiefs also won the Super Bowl.
This parade was actually a lot larger. The gathering was enormous because the weather was so great. Blue skies, about 55 degrees. So the crowd was huge. And, you know, the celebration was, I mean, people were celebrating what they thought was the beginning of a dynasty, a football dynasty. And then it just turned on a dime when the shots rang out outside Union Station.
Reporter Frank Morris in Kansas City. Police are still trying to determine a motive. Authorities have confirmed some of those taken to the hospital were children. Four students were injured after a school shooting today at an Atlanta public high school. That's according to the school district. Member station WABE in Atlanta, Christopher Alston reports authorities have yet to name a suspect.
Atlanta Public Schools says four students were shot by gunfire from an unknown vehicle. The incident happened shortly after dismissal in the parking lot of Benjamin E. Mays High School in Southwest Atlanta. The district says first responders quickly transported the victims to the hospital. All victims were confirmed to have non-life-threatening injuries. No other students, faculty, or staff were reported injured. An investigation is ongoing, and all after-school activities have been canceled. The district says the safety and security of their students and staff are paramount. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Alston in Atlanta.
Prosecutors say there's no good reason to keep the federal election interference trial against former President Donald Trump on pause. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports special counsel Jack Smith is urging the Supreme Court not to grant Trump additional delays.
The special counsel says Trump's alleged scheme to disrupt the 2020 election and the peaceful transfer of power is the last place the court should allow absolute immunity from criminal charges. Prosecutors say those crimes strike at the heart of democracy, and Trump has little chance of success in his last-ditch bid to delay the trial in Washington, D.C. They say delay could frustrate the public interest in a fair and speedy verdict. Trump, the Republican frontrunner to return to the White House, has been trying to put off the trial until after the November election. If he wins, he could order the Justice Department to drop the case or try to pardon himself. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks regained some of their lost ground today following yesterday's big sell-off in response to stronger-than-expected inflation numbers. The Dow rose 151 points. The Nasdaq was up 203 points. The S&P rose 47 points. This is NPR. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says the lower chamber will, in his words, not be rushed to approve a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. Johnson's private comments today signaling further stalling over sending military hardware and munitions to Kyiv as it continues its fight against Russia. Speaking later at a public press event, Johnson repeated his remarks. Senate lawmakers overwhelmingly passed the aid package in a bipartisan vote this week, but the bill's future remains uncertain in the House. Every day is Valentine's Day at train stations near the eastern front line in Ukraine. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from the city of Slovyansk that this is where soldiers go on a short break from the battlefield to meet their loved ones.
Ukrainians call it the train of love because it helps reunite Ukrainian soldiers with their partners. The train departs from the capital, Kyiv, and heads east to the Donetsk region, where Ukrainian soldiers are trying to fight off Russian assaults. At the train's second-to-last stop, the city of Slovyansk, soldiers holding flowers line the station's platform. Hi. Yulia Dmitrieva, a 49-year-old IT worker, laughs with joy when she sees her 54-year-old husband, Vadim.
He's incredible.
The scene plays out every day, here and at the train's last stop, the city of Kramatorsk. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Slovyansk, Ukraine.
Crude oil futures prices lost ground today. Oil down $1.23 a barrel to $76.64 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.